Hey, buddy.
I'm sorry. I must have pushed the wrong button. I apologize.
It's all good.
So,
go ahead.
So what I was thinking is if a Trump event is a Trump rally, right? It's all about him. And Mike was really, the day I accidentally, and I mean accidentally, I was calling Caitlin and I got a hold of Mike. He was extremely, well, he was extremely enthusiastic, even in his ADD attitude where he bounced all over about coming here and putting Voss down.
Yes.
And that kind of an event is a little bit different than a Trump rally, right? Because Trump and Michaels comes here and endorses you. It's not got the same, or I don't know, or there's a word for it. And I'm not sure what it is, but there's a different attitude towards the event, right?
So where are we going with this?
I don't know. This is called brainstorming, Mike. I'm not going anywhere. I'm talking
okay.
to you out loud. I'm just 100% brainstorming.
Here's what you need. You need to get Mike Lindell and or Donald Trump. If
yep.
we can't get Trump, you need to get Lindell here. That's all. That's all.
Okay.
And
well,
and don't worry about the flavor or the tenor or the tone of whatever it is. Because if it's a rally for Donald Trump, he's going to spread the wealth. He's going to call Tim Michaels up to the stage. And I said to Lindell last night, I said, well, you know, when he came here before the primary, he called Tim Michaels up to the stage, but he didn't
yep.
call Adam. And he's like, well, we'll make sure he calls Adam up. We'll make sure he calls Adam. So that's all you need. I mean,
no, I'm with you.
That's it. Don't worry yourself about, you know, what it's for or what the stated purpose is. You get your picture taken and with him, and you get a pullout quote or two. You already have great pullout quotes.
Oh, amazing quotes. No, I don't need. Yes. No, I'm not pushing at all. So
have you been doing anything with Robin's financial disclosure form? Anything at all with the Potawatomi, the popcorn contract?
Yes. So we have somebody that's digging into and looking into what his past records are. September 27th is when the new ones come out. So we're
okay.
going to be digging
and,
into
well,
those
Janelle
on the 27th.
Me, Janelle told me she had his most recent one, and she said she would give it to me, but she never did. And she said there's all sorts of good stuff, you know. But you still have sort of an internal conflict on your side because some people are urging you not to go negative. I disagree. I think the Challenger... If you read Mark Belling's column, he gave
yes.
Tim Michaels the same advice today that I gave Michaels last week. Belling said that Michaels is doing the average, typical Republican thing of not wanting to attack, but he must attack. And I just smiled to myself because that's exactly what I told Tim last week, that the challenger must always be the attacker.
Can I frame a question that I'm... without dodging the answer, my question is, I get the pushback that I get from the air quotes. When I say the people, Mike, I don't mean 50% of the population. The people that I'm talking about are the people that are paying attention on the stinking internet. When you put this stuff out there and they actually respond, and this is where the pundits, so the Facebook warriors, they listen to these people that are replying like they represent a majority of the population. And I'm saying they don't. So when we went negative and debunked the lies that Robin said about me and the military not wanting them to vote.
Yeah.
They said, well, nobody posted it and nobody shared it. And I raised my hand and said, I don't care. It's getting the message out there of the truth. And that is why I would much rather do exactly as you stated. You have to be hitting him. And stating
I would facts. I would stamp the word liar in red on his face, and that would be the picture. Lied about my support for the military. Lied about the fact that I am a carpetbagger. Lied about all in red ink, and then I would have here's the truth. Sells out his office for his financial gain, and then I would have a photocopy of the entries. Supports Pfizer and Pfizer vaccines, and they support him.
Mm-hmm.
And show his stock holdings as well as the $5,000 contribution. That's where I would. Now, listen, do I know all the? Of course not. I'm not. And maybe some smart, highly paid political consultant would talk me out of it and say, no, you can't. But I'm just telling you what my instinct is.
And yours is the same as mine. I didn't tell you this, but I have almost a second team, if you will, Mike, that is working out of state that knows social media like the back of their hand. And they are doing this type of work that you're talking about and getting it to show up in this district directly to these people that we're focusing on. So I'm not doing it from my Facebook page, but I don't know if you care. It's Americans for Intelligence Reform and Veterans for America First. They're two C4s that are based in DC, and they have a central person who's working with me. And so we've given them some money to help get that message out there.
Well, that's
so we are doing that.
Very encouraging news. You got to get it. You got to get it to the people who would otherwise vote for him.
Exactly.
And get it. You know, you've been doing a marvelous job of keeping lists of who's likely to vote for him.
Yes.
This is what you've been. This would be a hell of a good use for that. And to erode, and if you can keep those people at least whole, at least if they're like, I'm not going to go vote for that guy.
Yep.
Then, of course, that's your victory.
It is exactly. And I talked to a guy, Mike, I think you would be encouraged by literally the last phone call I got before I talked to you. I've tried to stop answering the phone so I can get these donor calls made, but a supporter, a guy that got his door knocked on yesterday called me, and he said, "What with this Democrat running, what are you going to do when you split the vote?" And he was so encouraged to hear that the Democrat is just a write-in, and he was so encouraged to hear that that people, when they look at Robin Voss as unopposed, 30% of people aren't going to vote for him. So,
right.
I
was on the phone with Andrew Kloster today in D.C. And I said, no, it's the write-in guy is going to take away the votes from Robin.
Yes. Yep.
And
that's what I told this guy, too. Same thing. And he was so encouraged, just so you know, by the end of the conversation. He was, thanks for talking. Thanks for going through these details. So I think that needs to be one of the posts, make an article about this, that these are the key points that give us a victory at the end. And I don't think it's giving up any strategy, Mike. It's this is what it is. So,
Adam, are you?
Yep, I'm still there.
Somehow your call switched automatically off of my. Oh, it went to my car. I had to run and pick something up from the office.
Yep.
Anyway,
that's all right. So
I think
I'm going to make a. No, I'll make a post about that in the other articles that we're putting out that gives – I don't think it gives your strategy. It just tells people that with the write-in campaign of Jacobs pulling the votes from Voss, if with the people that don't actually know that Trump endorsed me, pulling votes for me, like there's a good case to lay out there. And this guy, when he hung up, he was so happy that he talked to me, that he understood the game. He understood the reasoning why I'm running.
That's going to be like 1 or 2% of the electorate, though. I mean, the rest of the people are just going to be, you know, I don't know. Personally, I think any time you spend on that, unless it's just like some guy calling mad at you about splitting the vote, I think that's wasted energy. It's wasted effort.
Got it.
It's not going to matter. Trump endorsed Steen. That's the only thing.
That's
Trump endorsed Steen, and Robin Voss is a self-dealing liar. Those are the only two things that are going to matter, I believe.
Yep. Deal. Well, that's all the mailer was. So I'll send it over to you. We sent it out to 7,500 people. Yes, Monday. So
were you able to blast out that invitation? You did that for with your supporters, right? For the 29th.
Yes, we blast. Have you increased? Have they told you if you've gotten any more?
Yeah, we're up to, as of this morning, we're all the way up to 60, which is a hell of a lot better than 13.
I know, but still.
I want 500. I need 500. So I'm going to, Lindell, I'm going to talk to his reporter, Brannon. Lindell said, when I asked him, Lindell was like, well, he makes his own decisions, but I'm sure if you ask him, he'll have you on.
And, well, can I just text it to Brannon? I can text it to Brannon and say, Brannon, get this out on your show and call Mike Gableman.
Let me just, give me one second here. Let me just sure I have his number, because if I have his number, I'm also going to ask to go on his show.
Okay.
I know that he and I, no, I do not. He and I traded numbers, but it never made its way to my phone. Would you please text me his phone number and I'll get on, and maybe he, I don't know if he'd come out and cover it or something, but we gotta drum up the numbers here. They planned this thing before I was hired. So that's the only good thing I have going for me, but yet a huge part of the blame of it, the majority of the blame will go to me if it's not a success.
Okay.
So that's life. That's all right.
I know it is. Just frustrating.
But Trump endorsed Steen and Voss, the self-dealing liar. These are the things. Pfizer, the Potawatomi popcorn contract. Lies about your support of the military. Those are the things that matter. If we split the ticket and it's mainly going to be Robin, and no one's going to read that. If they want to call you or come up to you in the grocery store and ask you about it, just say, yeah, it's going to hurt Robin because the Dems all supported it. And I told Trump that. I said the Dems all voted for Robin as a way to sort of thwart your endorsement of Steen.
Yes.
And he again said, wow, if I'd come out 3 weeks earlier.
Did he really?
He said that over and over. And every time I've said, that's true, Mr. President, but we can't look backwards. But I was out there in the last weekend of June, the first weekend of July. Anyway, so it's okay. I mean, it shows he's paying attention, right?
Wow.
From a selfish level, it shows Gableman was right.
And Mike, and I don't say this lightly because I know you can talk to the guy if you need to, but for him to, okay, you've had a position across the state. Okay, I get that as a Supreme Court justice, but for him, as the person in top of the country, the United States of America, to know one county out of 72 and one of 50 states.
I know, isn't that remark? I'm astonished that he takes my calls, and he always picks up and he's like, Michael, anonymous. I love that, anonymous. And I'm like, God, this guy is a billionaire and at one point the most powerful man in the world, and he takes my call.
I know, buddy.
It's just, to me, it's astonishing. But yeah, he's noted that in other calls with me too, that if he had come out earlier, blah, blah, blah. So all right, we'll just keep pushing. Lindell said he's going to see him on Monday and we'll see and Lindell said he's going to push him hard. And my suggestion to Lindell was to try, I said, do you know Diane Hendrick? And he said, no.
Yep.
And
doesn't?
She's the richest woman in Wisconsin. And she's the reason why Trump endorsed Michaels. And Diane is going to want Trump out to boost her boy, Tim, who's going to need every bit of help he can get. So if you and Diane both ask him, and he's like, okay, I'll see him on Monday. So I'll reemphasize that with Michelle tomorrow to see if she can make a contact with
Hendricks, yeah.
But yeah, to get him connected up with Diane.
I'm going to see I'm trying to think of who else would get her that. I'll talk. I've got a couple other folks that I might call and see if they can get it to Michelle, or I'll get the number and get it to Michelle so Mike can talk.
Well, that would be very helpful because Diane Hendricks is one of the I was going to say vast minority, but I guess it's about 50% of the population who is resistant to the charms of Mike Gable. So
Yep.
She and I have never been close. I've never been able to get through to her. But obviously it's in her best interest if Trump comes back. And it just, to me, it's a no brainer that Lindell and Diane should both be asking Trump. And I think, and then today, of course, I read about the AG in New York bringing this fucking criminal thing about overvaluation. And no doubt when I was talking with him at 8:30 or 9 o'clock last night on the train back from Chicago, mm-hmm. he knew about that.
Yeah.
He knew about that. And, yep. and so for the first time, he just sounded a little tired. And for a 74-year-old man, you know, he's just amazing. He is just amazing.
Absolutely. That's what kills me. And I'm, like I said, this is pure conjecture, but when people give me the never Trumping attitude, it blows my mind. It really does. Like
he's the only
anything
one.
Anything in the world,
he's
right?
The
anything
only
in the world.
One. DeSantis has all the charm and personality of a robot. He's not going to be the savior of anyone or of any party.
Nope. And he can only do 5 or 10% of what he's doing right now as governor, as president. And I've tried to explain that to people. They don't get it. Oh, he's standing up to Disney. I'm like, well, you can't do that as the president of the United States. You can do that as a governor. And he's got a good thing going. So leave him there, in my opinion. But nobody asked me.
Well, and they haven't asked me. All right.
Nope, and they haven't
asked
you either.
Go back to your wonderful daughters, and we will talk soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it. Thanks, buddy. Yep,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.